This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is the DJV Show. I'm Victoria Keelan with Kara Schillen at our controls at our studio in Washington. Rich McFadden is going to be sitting in this hour for Doug Steffen, who is on vacation, a much-needed and well-deserved vacation, to Peru. He has reached the summit of Machu Picchu, and he's getting a pretty nice tan along the way. So if you haven't already seen pictures of Doug's adventure, then we will make sure to get some of them up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV Show. So, of course, the biggest trending story over the weekend is the passing of our 41st president, George H.W. Bush, passed away at the age of 94 over the weekend. And so now this begins a week-long celebration of his life, starting today at 11:30 a.m. local time. He will have a departure ceremony held at Ellington Field Joint Reserve Base in Houston, and he will be flown to an arrival ceremony at the Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, and then another arrival ceremony is held at the U.S. Capitol in Washington, followed by a short service, and then tonight at 7:30, the public will begin to pay its respects as he lies in state until 8:45 in the morning on Wednesday. Now, Wednesday has been declared a day of mourning across the nation, is declared by President Trump on Saturday, and he will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda for members of the public and family and friends and things like that to visit and pay their respects. And then on Wednesday morning, there is also going to be a state funeral held for President Bush at the Washington National Cathedral, and then his remains will be returned to Houston, and where he will be, his final resting place will be in Houston with his wife Barbara Bush and their daughter Robin. And so that will be at the Bush Library Complex. And so it's going to be a whole week of celebrating a pretty remarkable life of a very well-loved President 41st, the 41st President of the United States. And I think it's going to be really nice to see so many people from across the aisle come together and put partisan politics aside and just pay respects to an American hero.
Yeah, even the basically Trump and the Bushes, George W., the son, have called a little bit of a truce for the funeral. So it'll be nice to see everybody sit down, get along, and pay tribute to him. So, because he was a good guy. What an experienced president he was. I mean, to run the CIA, to basically be the ambassador to China before there even was an ambassador to China, his military background,
And then to be vice president for two terms.
And vice president, and name a better qualified person. Was a congressman, ran for Senate, ran the RNC. I can't think of anybody that had more qualifications and was a very successful businessman.
Yeah. And you know what? And I'm going to add this on top, the cherry on top. What a class act. You know, we just don't, we don't get that often in politics. And yet he really was just, you know, he and his, after his retirement from, you know, from public life, his connections and his friendships with Bill Clinton and, you know, and all the work that they've done together for different charities, it was so nice following him in his later years. And, you know, and we knew when his wife Barbara Bush passed away, was it 7 months ago?
Yeah.
We knew that it probably wouldn't be too much longer But he made it back to the East Coast one more time. He said he wanted to do that, and he did. And so now it'll be a week of celebrating a much-deserved life. So it'll be nice, I think, to have everybody kind of just take a moment this week and really pay tribute to someone who served his country proudly.
You know, I never even thought about it that way. It's a nice reset button for us all.
Yep. It is.
Yeah, maybe everybody just goes, okay, let's just step back for a couple of days, give him the respect that he is due. Mm-hmm. Let's not fight, bicker, and call each other names, and let's just kind of hit pause and let
yep.
it go.
Yep, yeah. It's true.
Okay. Well, I mean, it'll be all over Washington D.C. this week, and so it'll be a neat thing to watch. So.
Yeah. Well, one of the other trending stories over the weekend, Mexico inaugurated its new president, Andres Manuel López Obrador.
My Colombian wife, who is so used to seeing just the games that go on with politics in Latin America, is so excited by this guy. She's like, this is phenomenal. Yeah.
Wow.
The guy that rides up to his new job in a car, says he's going to sell the presidential jet. You know, all these kind of things. They're like, this guy's nuts. He's not going to mm-hmm. last. They're going to kill him.
Yeah. Well,
but it's refreshing and it's great.
Yeah. In his inaugural speech, he promised, quote, radical transformation of Mexico. And his stated plans include he wants to establish a new law enforcement agency. I don't know how the corruption is so rampant. I don't know how you could even begin to tackle that. He wants to increase the country's oil production, and he wants sweeping anti-corruption measures, which will probably be the end of him.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste that on anybody, but
I will tell you this, okay? I watched, and the President Uribe of Colombia, he did just that. Now, obviously, not 100%, and then since he's gone, it's kind of, you know, gone back a little bit. Mm-hmm. But they basically tried to bomb him on the stage on his inauguration day, and he said, "You missed me? And watch out, here I come." And this guy was one tough SOB, and he basically drove the paramilitaries and the guerrillas out, and he made it safe to travel at night in Colombia when you went from town to town without being jumped or harassed. It was unbelievable, the transformation. So it can be done. But it's not an easy task.
It's not. And Mexico is such a big country as well. And so, you know, right now, I have a lot of friends who have been in and out of Mexico, and almost every one of them has a story of either being pulled over by what looked like cops who weren't, but they're dressed as cops, and then they shake you down for whatever money and watches and jewelry you've got in the car, and then the real cops do the same thing.
Yeah.
So you don't even know. It's just, it's so corrupt. Yeah. The buses leaving in Cabo, leaving the airport, the shuttle buses, and the one in Cancun, the same shuttle bus, it's been robbed like 4 or 5 times a week. It's just crazy because they know it's tourists just sitting there with cash and everything. They just landed, and so it's a dangerous place to be, and I love the country of Mexico. I've been 3 times, and I just absolutely love it. I love the people, and I hope for all of their sakes that this guy can do something. He ran on the promise of sweeping, you know, anti-corruption, and he that really gave him a pretty easy victory. So obviously the people of Mexico are long overdue, and that's what they want.
But, yeah, but now you got to do it.
Now you have right. to do it. I hope it happens. Vice President Mike Pence was also in attendance with some other U.S. politicians at the inauguration over the weekend. And López Obrador has criticized the Trump administration's immigration policies in the past, but his speech on Saturday said he hoped to collaborate with the U.S. and Canada on stabilizing Central America. So let's hope that we can all work together and help him, you know, achieve some of these goals.
I got news for you, Holmes. You're going to need our help if you're going to mm-hmm. decriminalize and stabilize
absolutely.
In
yep.
that country.
Yep.
So you better get friendly real fast.
Yep, it's true.
So hopefully he will. All right. Well, the Bushes and the Mexicans, in your news for this morning, it's 15 past on the DJV Show.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Herpes and L penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Herpes and L protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Giving and receiving.
And receiving some more.
This year, give the job of printing your holiday cards to Staples, and you'll receive big savings.
Because now at Staples, you get 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Plus, when you spend $50 on custom printing, you'll receive a $15 print coupon.
So, happy holiday to you.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Exclusions apply. Valid in-store only. See associate for details. Ends 12/29/18.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Team past the hour on the DJV show. Rich McFadden still in for Doug Steffen. He'll be back later this week along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. And reminding you that for Christmas, if you're looking for some free swag to be able to give away to somebody or keep it for yourself, we have a little something for you at our website and Facebook page. If you go to facebook.com/DJV show, you will see our Works Jaw Horse and the Works circular saw there that you can win. All you need to do is what, Victoria?
That's it. Just go to our Facebook page, and the instructions are right there. It'll take you to a link to our website, and you just enter your email address and your name, and that's all you need to do. Free to enter, super easy, and we will be picking one more winner at the end of this week. So it is a prize pack that's got a value, retail value of $220, and I know, Rich, you are a big fan of the Works.
Yeah, I bought into the whole Works ecosystem, right, where I have just my batteries in my workbench in my garage, and whether I use the trimmer, the saw, the drill driver, the table saw, whatever it is. I just grab one of the batteries. It slides in. I'm never dead on batteries. Got plenty of batteries, plenty of chargers for all of my Works tools. The jaw horse is really cool. If you're sitting down in a garage or outside setting up something to a little project to work on, you can lay your wood across it. You can use your circular saw to cut it. And just slap one of your batteries in it. It's really, really neat. So I dig it. Go to the Facebook page, sign up, see if you can win it. We'd love to give you one. It's 19 past the hour. What's going on in the weather around here? I mean, here in D.C., it's pretty warm. It's really nice. It's supposed to get up to 60 today, and it was around there yesterday. Mm-hmm. But we've got some wild weather going on around the country.
Yeah, we mentioned earlier in the show that Alaska had suffered a 7.0 earthquake. It's done a lot of damage. Luckily, we don't have any reports of loss of life so far, but lots of road and infrastructure damage. And then in central Illinois, they're coping with damages and injuries after a blitz of tornadoes on Saturday. 22 twisters were reported to the National Weather Service in one day. Now, normally, Illinois has an average of 47 tornadoes per year, so 22 happening in one day was just absolutely wild. Wrecked houses, downed power lines.
Isn't it unusual for tornadoes to be happening around this time of year?
Yes. Normally, May is the peak month.
Right. Storm season. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, I hope everybody's safe there, and keep your eye in the sky. It's 21 past the hour on the DJV show.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's Stephen Van Zandt from the Bruce Springsteen Band and also the Sopranos. And I saw him in a movie, an Amazon movie, Christmas movie with, what's his name? Kurt Russell. And he's
in that movie.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
It's really cute. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. We watched it with our daughter. It's Kurt Russell is really cool in it. It's a fun movie.
Good.
So, but here's Stephen Van Zandt, and apparently Stephen Van Zandt and Jackson Browne are calling for a Marriott International boycott because of plastic.
Plastic containers for room service.
Why in the world? What? What? What's
well,
the story?
Stephen Van Zandt and Jackson Browne are both members of the Plastic Pollution Coalition, and so they have both come out saying that there is no need for more plastic containers to be used. And so apparently when you order room service in all of these Marriott chain hotels, that instead of using like plates like you would think of for regular room service, everything
right.
comes in plastic. And so Stephen Van Zandt said that more than 8 million tons of plastic pollution enters the world's oceans each year. We know what that does. The toxic chemicals that leach out of plastic food containers are linked to all kinds of health problems for humans, as well as marine life, infertility, obesity, cancer, things like that. So Stephen Van Zandt said, look, the last thing we need right now is more plastic. So he said that we have a choice of where we stay when we travel on the road, and for whatever reason, Marriott has just been really behind the times on this. And so a lot of people on the Marriott Hotel social media channels have actually been complaining about the plastic containers since 2016. And then Stephen Van Zandt has been very vocal about it. He's now got Jackson Browne involved. And Jackson Browne said, I'm happy to answer Stevie Van Zandt's call for this boycott. I spend much of my year in hotel rooms, and it is absolutely my choice not to stay where they serve food in plastic. So now this includes all the Courtyard by Marriott hotels, Delta hotels, Fairfield Inns, Sheraton, Renaissance, Aloft, Westin, and W hotels. So Not a lot of places left for them to stay, but
right, they go to Hilton.
High profile.
I mean,
yeah, that's true.
Just in Hilton, and they're
just
going to
be getting Airbnbs for all of
right.
those
yeah,
days.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
But it does raise a really good, you know, a really good point. I'm as much as, against and, you know, single-use plastic as possible, too. So there's no need for it.
Yeah.
There's no need for it.
Yeah, you're right. And that's why I'm like, you know, normally I would be like, oh, please, come on, give me a break. But you know what? There are options and alternatives, and
yep.
it's just, you know, why not take a look at the alternative?
And this is room service. So think of the markup. It's not like they don't have the budget to
right.
use compostable things or whatever, and they're everywhere. That's easy to use. So, you know, there's just no excuse. So I hope that they make a big stink about it. I hope it works.
You know, I need to do a little. I'd love to get a guest on to talk about recycling plastic and how much plastic actually gets recycled.
Not as much as you'd think.
Exactly.
It's not good.
Exactly. People think they're doing such a nice thing by throwing all their recyclables. A lot of this stuff never makes it to the recycling plant.
Yep.
And it's just, it's a farce. All right. So we got just a minute left to talk about what you can be doing while you're sitting on the lawn this summer watching your favorite band. There might be a new deal out there for you. What's the story?
Yeah, the first ever Live Nation Lawn Pass is being offered at 29 amphitheaters, starting from $99 up to $399, depending on the venue. So if you are a music fan in Chicago, Phoenix, Dallas, Tampa, and a bunch of other cities around the country, you can purchase lawn passes starting tomorrow, and that will give you access to your local amphitheater for the whole season, including sold-out shows. So it's actually a really good deal.
I'm totally down with this. Totally down. Read the fine print.
You get fast lane entry. Yep, you could scan to the event early. You even get a free lawn chair rental per concert.
It's read the fine print, but check it out. Pretty cool idea, though. It's 28 past on the DJB show.
You show us everything you got.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. It has arrived. The Rolls-Royce of SUVs is here. The new Cullinan, named for the biggest diamond ever discovered. This is the first SUV from the company. We drove it off-road on a mountain in Wyoming without any problems. Even when it started snowing, the Cullinan handled the tundra like a champ. In the rear, the Cullinan has pop-out seating with a table so you can drink champagne from the onboard refrigerator while watching the sunset. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. One of the president's jets today will fly what's being called Mission 41, bringing the body of the 41st President George H.W. Bush from Houston to Washington, D.C., where it will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda until Wednesday morning, when a funeral will be held.
He was a person that united, not divided. We could use a lot of that today.
That's Bush 41's longtime speechwriter, Kurt Smith, who says he thinks George H.W. Bush was the classiest president to ever live in the White House.
He was a person that brought people together. We could use a lot of that today. In his inaugural address in 1989, he said, this is the era of the offered hand. And he had offered that hand to members of the Democratic Party.
Schools will be closed for repairs all this week in Anchorage, Alaska after Friday's earthquake. And this is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat, and I'm doing a downward dog, and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Get that morning yawn out. Ah, the stretch. Oh, there, that feels good.
Are we keeping you awake, sir?
Ah, just, you know, every now and then you get those, where you can just...
Now, would this have anything to do with you being a year older today?
Yeah, it never helps.
Maybe the yawns and the kinks take a little longer
to
work them out?
Yeah, you got to move those knees a little bit more. So.
Get a little warmed up.
Yep, absolutely. All right, 34 past the hour on the DJ V Show. I am the older Rich McFadden of the three of us here, along with the very young Kara Schillen and the medium young Victoria Keelan. Missing the very old Doug Steffen as he climbs Machu Picchu. He sent us a picture over the weekend. It was very cool. He looked very
gorgeous.
Cool. He looked very relaxed out there.
Very tan, too.
Yeah. Neat. So it was cool. I was a little worried because he was in the picture, he was kind of holding his hand over his heart. Like, are you all right there?
Oh, my God.
Like,
see, I thought it was a very zen picture, but yeah. You kind of went like, does he have chest pain?
Yeah, that's what, I know it's a long climb, so but it's very cool. Very cool. All right. So anyway, he will be back Friday, I think it was. 35 past the hour now. All right, so Windows. Speaking of waking up, Windows finally woke up and they're like, wow, our appearance on our icons is looking pretty old. We might want to give these an overhaul. And this is one of the things, Victoria and I are both high Apple users. All Apple, all Apple, all Apple. That's me, okay? Yeah. Sorry, you know, like, my son has decided that he's a Windows guy. I mean, he grew up using Apple. And then he started becoming a gamer, and he's like, all right, Apple does me no good for gaming.
Yeah, that is true.
Went out and bought his own Windows thing, mowed some lawns, and bought his own gaming machine and put it all together himself. And then found a laptop basically in the trash at a neighbor's house, and it had a Post-it note on it that says, still works, needs hard drive. He bought a hard drive on Amazon, put it in, and now that's his gaming machine.
Cool.
And, yeah, that happens with these government contractors we have living in our neighborhood. They have to upgrade every couple of years, and they just throw away the old. So he picked it up and started using it.
So bad for the environment. But go, Sean, for recycling and recycling.
He's
way to go.
Every ounce of use out of that thing, so it's cool. But this is what Apple does. They pay attention to those little details. And Windows is just finally looking at their icons going, it's been 10 years since we've made a change to these icons.
Yep.
Maybe we should update it and try.
I asked the question earlier, is that annoying paperclip thing still there too?
Cuz like a little dog.
I haven't seen Windows in like so in 10 years, so
he's gone.
Is Clippy still around?
Yeah. No, he's gone. You know, but I'm sure that they probably have something that you can turn it on to. Windows, it's funny. They tried to become Apple, and they tried to become, you know, with the apps, and it's everything. Everything's app-based, and I've got one right here, as a matter of fact, I'm using it. It's, you know, it's fine for what it is, but,
Well, it's long overdue, and Windows 10 seems to be the one program version that's getting, like, a total overhaul. So if you don't already have Windows 10, I would caution everyone to just kind of hang out for a while and wait, because there are going to be a lot of bugs. Windows is known for that. Every time they do an upgrade, and especially one that's on this scale, this is going to be a complete overhaul of the system. So if you don't already have Windows 10, just hang out with whatever you've got for a little bit longer until everything gets smoothed out, because it's never, for whatever reason with Windows, I don't know if they rush stuff to the market too quickly and then try to figure it out later. Apple does that too.
Yep.
But Apple's really good at it. Like, Apple's bug fixes come very, very quickly right after they've rushed the product to the market. And for some reason with Windows, they have the same bugs, but the fixes just don't come fast enough.
Well, and I don't think this is going to be a complete overhaul. I think this is basically the images, the graphics for the icons. So I think they're just looking at their system and just going, it looks like it did 10 years ago. How do we update the look, the icons? And to me, call me deep as a puddle, but I want to know that my computer operating system is looking at the little things like that and making sure. Because if you're looking at the little things like that, you're looking at everything. Instead of just, you know, Apple kind of goes, and I know we sound like Apple snobs, and that's fine, I don't care. But Apple kind of looks at everything from front to back. And Steve Jobs, you know, when he was like, I want the inside of the computer to look as good as the outside of the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want in a computer. And that's what this, and here we go, Apple snob. But that's what this tells me that Windows doesn't do. And don't get me wrong, I've got sitting in these offices.
It's the largest operating system in the world. More people use it than Apple. So
yeah, I've got
30
of them sitting around here. And we have to deal with it. And it's because they're the only ones that do this, or they're the only ones that do that. A lot of our editing programs, it's, you know, you got to use Windows for it, and that's fine, you know. So, but at 2 a.m. when I get a call that the network is having problems because Windows decided it wanted to do an update.
Mm-hmm.
that's no fun.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's cool. All right. Where else were we going here?
Oh, Starbucks.
Oh,
you heard about this, right? Over the weekend.
What is going on with Starbucks?
Starbucks is saying now that, and apparently this is only after 26,000 signatures were signed in a protest, essentially, against Starbucks and their non-filtering of their free public Wi-Fi, because so many people, and I don't understand this, but apparently a lot of people are using the public Wi-Fi from Starbucks to watch porn. So when you see people sitting there all day long and you always wonder, like, are they unemployed? Like, what are they doing? Well, maybe a lot of them are watching porn. And so now this parent group called Enough is Enough, they have they got together 26,000 signatures, and they really put Starbucks in the spotlight, saying, you know, you need to do something about this to make it family friendly. And this same group actually went after McDonald's, I think, a while ago. They did the same thing with them, and Chick-fil-A and Subway. So all of those restaurants are now family friendly. I'm putting that in big, you know, air quotes, in terms of like what you can access on the free Wi-Fi. And those restaurants have filters that were set up over 2 years ago. And apparently 2 years ago, Starbucks said they were going to do it, but then they just sort of dropped the ball and they never did it. So now in 14,000 stores in the U.S., starting next year in early 2019, they claim that they're going to be filtering out all the different porn sites. So, but the funny thing is, in a response to the announcement, YouPorn said that they're banning Starbucks coffee from their office next year, which I think is kind of funny.
Good Lord. So, in my neighborhood where we live, there are three schools. You know, actually two elementary schools, a middle school and a high school, and then a public library, all within a mile of my house. And so our neighborhood has a neighborhood Facebook page. And one of the hot topics of conversation last year was some dirtbag was sitting in the public library, the county library, and watching porn while kids are there studying and all of it. And it's not like he was backed up to a wall or no, it was like you would walk around and you could see his screen. One of the moms who had kids there studying and looking for books took a picture of the guy and his screen and posted it on the neighborhood Facebook page. She had walked up to the librarian and said, "This is disgusting. Make this guy leave." And the librarian said, "We can't. As a government entity, we cannot tell somebody what they can or cannot watch on the thing. So, but what you can do is you can call the police and have them come. But basically what the mom did is just walked up and just berated the guy and made him leave. But think about that. If you've got somebody openly watching porn in a library filled with kids, that's a red flag, baby.
Oh, yeah. And I tease Kara all the time because Kara loves libraries. And I go, "Kara, they're filled with sexual deviants." And she didn't believe me, but this is what I was referring to.
Well, it's not that I don't believe you. It's just interesting because, you hear stories about this all the time. Maybe it's because the library in Silver Spring where I live is very nice. Montgomery County is one of the richest counties in the whole country. And so they actually
have
a nice...
I'm in Fairfax County right next to you.
Yeah.
It's no difference.
And it's interesting. I've never seen that before. Maybe I've never hung out at the people on the computers. I've just gone in and gone out, but
I take my kids in there all the time. I've never noticed it, but if I did, dude would be laying on the ground. Because if my daughter walked by and saw this, I would... Never mind.
Right. We would all do the same thing, so you don't have to explain.
Right.
But what about the kids at the library who don't have parents with them? You know, like the kids who are just there, like, because the parents trust them that they're grown enough or they're with their friends or whatever, and they're picking up books.
It's right across from the high school and the middle school and only a block away from the... So, I mean, the high schoolers walk over there every single day and hang out and do their homework. Every day. And the middle schoolers, too. So, I
can't imagine that
guy should be arrested.
Have a filter. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah, the county should definitely have a filter. Businesses... You know, I kind of get why they hold off on putting the filters in place, because then all of a sudden things get filtered that shouldn't be, that don't need to be filtered. And if you're trying to attract business people in there to go work and sit there and eat and drink and do whatever while they're working, and all of a sudden they can't get to one of their websites of a client or something like that because it's got something on it that doesn't pass the stress test,
right.
that's a pain for the business, and I kind of get that.
I do too, because if you think about the clientele of Starbucks, it's very different than McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, and Subway. People don't go to McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, and Subway and sit there all day long, you know, doing work or writing or whatever. And people do that at Starbucks, and that's part of like that coffee house right. kind of vibe. So I understand
but
that.
But McDonald's is trying to get that. They're rebuilding their franchises all around the country to try and get that cafe kind of vibe.
Yeah.
So
good luck.
Right. All right. Well, now you're making me hungry. And when you make me hungry, I start thinking about steaks. If you have never tried Omaha Steaks, this holiday season is something where you should probably take a shot at. Or you know what? Even better yet, send a gift to families across America that they've loved for over 100 years. Omaha Steaks, right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited-time offer to all of our listeners, all of you guys, when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code DJV into the search bar. You'll get 74% off of the family gift package, which is originally $195, only $49.99. All right, so I'm going to say that again. 74% off of the family gift package, which is originally $195, is now only $49.99. All right, order now and you'll get 4 hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 2 savory premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, chicken fried, 4 Omaha steak burgers, and I love their steak burgers. Those things, I got some in my freezer right now. Good stuff. Here's another one of my favorites. I love kielbasa. You will get 4 kielbasa sausages. That is the stuff right there. All beef meatballs. 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin. If you have not tried the Omaha Steaks potatoes au gratin, it is the bomb. I'm telling you, these things are really good. Okay, 4 made from scratch caramel apple tartlets. Little tartlets, aren't they cute? And you will get also 4 more burgers for free. So, once again, that's 74% off of the family gift package, originally $195, now only $49.99. Omaha Steaks is a fifth generation family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in delivering perfectly aged beef. Hand-cut by master butchers in Omaha, every cut of beef is USDA inspected for quality and exceeds those standards. All right, so once again, try it. DJV into the search bar. When you go to omahasteaks.com, enter DJV into the search bar, and once again, $195 worth of meat for only $49.99. It's 48 past the hour on the DJV show.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula. Ultimate lower back relief formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate lower back relief formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hey, today is the second day of Hanukkah, so we'd like to wish all of our friends out there celebrating Hanukkah a happy second day of Hanukkah. Hope you're having a great Hanukkah and into your holiday season. It's also National Disability Day. What's that mean, Victoria? What do we do there?
That's a day that helps everyone become more compassionate, hopefully, and understanding of the challenges faced by people with disabilities. And the day does not distinguish between mental and physical disabilities. The spirit of the day is to ensure that all the people in the world have equal opportunities for work, play, health, and success.
I just traveled this weekend with some friends who have a disabled adult child, and we face some of those challenges. So definitely be aware. It's 50 past the hour on the DJV show.
Yeah. If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
So at this point, I can just wait another day or two before it's out at Redbox or on Amazon or something like that.
Although I have heard, though, for the music aspect of it, you really should see it in the theater, so we are going to hold out and
yeah.
go to the theater.
Yeah, you probably should. It's just getting to the theater every week.
I just want to say something. You know,
whoa.
Introduce me.
Whoa.
Proceed.
You need to get the big intro there, Chuck. It's 53 past the hour. It's time for Movie Moments and your entertainment reporter, Chuck Curry. Now, what do you have for us?
The first time I heard that song, I think, We Are the Champions,
yeah.
was at the end of Revenge of the Nerds in 1982.
Oh, yeah.
You know that?
Yeah, absolutely.
They used that song very nicely. And, you know, we play that song because this movie, Bohemian Rhapsody, is one of these films that has really bucked the trend. It opened to mixed reviews. Some of the critics are pretty harsh on the film, primarily because it's a documentary, a biopic, and the director and writers changed some of the facts in the film and the timelines, and they hit the movie harshly. But the general public has ignored the reviews, and this movie has done very well, almost $170 million at the U.S. box office alone. Wow. I have not spoke to one person who has not really liked this film, and I actually know people who've gone and seen it two times. And another interesting point is an article about a director named Scott Dickerson, who directed the Marvel superhero movie Doctor Strange. He took some heat on Twitter because he wrote a comment saying, "I really enjoyed Bohemian Rhapsody," he wrote. "Most criticisms that I've read about the film say it could have been something more, but I refuse to judge a film by what I wanted it to be. I receive it for what it is." And he took a lot of heat for saying that, but I completely agree for the most part what he's saying. Here's the question. If a director or writers make a biopic based on a real life person, do they have an obligation to be 100% accurate, yes or no?
They have an obligation to make money.
Well, I think they have an obligation to tell a story. You know, I think part of the real criticism that I've heard about Bohemian Rhapsody mm-hmm. is the fact that the Freddie's bandmates, Brian May and is it Roger Taylor, they're the executive producers. They're the ones who had total control over this movie and the story. And the fact that some of the facts got changed kind of makes a lot of people wonder, well, you know, did they just want to whitewash Freddie's real
yeah.
story? Like, what happened? And I think there was a higher expectation of truth because his bandmates were the ones behind it.
But the interesting part is I walked into the film knowing really very little about Freddie Mercury or Queen. And I think 90% of all people who are going to walk into the film will have the same baggage, which is basically none. I guess if 10%, you know, are huge fans and know every fact about their life and timeline, yeah, they might have some issues, but the majority of people are not.
Every yeah. single biopic that you see is not 100% the truth. They may say it is, but it's
yeah.
not. They embellish something. It may be. Well, they may follow the timeline. They may. But the stories are embellished. It's just, come on now.
Yeah, here's another thing. The actor who played Freddie Mercury, Rami Malek, who's on the USA TV show Bad Robot, is it the Mr. Robot?
Mr. Yeah. Robot.
He's excellent. He's excellent in this movie. But originally, Sacha Baron Cohen was attached to play Freddie Mercury, and he wanted to take the material into a darker territory, and that's why the real life band, who's has a lot of control over the film, didn't want that, and he wound up leaving the project, and they cast Rami Malek. So
good, because who would ever go see? Who would ever take that seriously? If Sacha, the look. Sacha Baron Cohen can have the look. Whatever. I mean, maybe he can act, but I would not go see it. I would not take that movie seriously with that guy in the movie.
I just want to point out one thing in the last minute we have. I went to a private screening last night of Love Actually on the big screen, and to me, that movie was released in 93. That also opened to mixed reviews. 2 hours and 15 minutes of awesomeness. That is, I think, a tremendous feel-good movie. Having said that, after watching it after all these years, this movie would not survive the current Me Too movement. I really believe that. I mean, after watching it again, it would be harshly criticized in a lot of areas. But I thought it was just, I could have watched that movie for 3 hours.
I know for sure, Mariah Carey is making a boatload of money on that song, man, because she wrote it, she sang it, she's getting all the nickels that are coming in. So good for her. All right, Chucker, thank you very much. Back tomorrow. It's 58 past the hour on the DJV Show.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSclinic.com.